Advent, the promise of love. The longing for love. As we approach Christmas, one theme stands out above all. Love. Love is a universal longing. Every one of us desires to be loved and to love in return. This longing is woven into the fabric of our being. We were created to experience the love of God, a love that changes everything. Think about the Christmas traditions that we cherish, the songs we sing, the gifts we exchange, the time we spend with loved ones. At the heart of it all is a reflection of this longing for love. But the true story of Christmas is about something far deeper. It's about God's ultimate expression of love, the coming of Jesus. Today we'll explore how the advent of Jesus demonstrates God's unending love and what it means for us to live in the light of that love. The promise of Emmanuel. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14. The Lord himself will give you the sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. This is the heart of the Christmas story. From the very beginning, God's desire has been to be in relationship with us. He created us to know him, to walk with him, to experience his presence in every aspect of our lives. Think about this profound truth. The creator of the universe, the one who holds all things together, didn't remain distant or detached. Instead, he chose to enter our world, to step into our brokenness and to walk among us. This promise of Emmanuel is a powerful reminder that we're not alone. Whatever challenges or struggles we face, God is with us. His presence is the greatest expression of his love. It assures us that we don't have to face life's difficulties in our own strength. He is there to guide us, comfort us, and sustain us. Christmas is not just about celebrating a historical event. It's about recognizing that the same God who came as Emmanuel is still with us today. His presence is an unshakable promise that gives us hope, peace, and joy. The depth of God's love. Let's turn to one of the most well-known passages in Scripture, John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. God's love is not a fleeting emotion or a sentimental idea. It's a love that takes action, a love that sacrifices. He gave his one and only Son for us. Consider the enormity of this gift. Jesus left the glory of heaven to enter our broken world, fully knowing that he would face rejection, suffering, and death. Why would he do this? Because we needed a Saviour. Our sin separated us from God, and there was nothing we could do to bridge the gap. But in his love, God made a way. Jesus came to rescue us, to restore our relationship with God, and to offer us eternal life. This love is unending. It will never fail. It's unconditional. We don't have to earn it. And it's undeserved. It is a gift of grace. Sometimes we struggle to comprehend the depth of God's love. We might feel unworthy, or we might question how God could love us in the middle of our flaws. But the cross is the ultimate proof of his love. Jesus willingly gave his life so that we could be reconciled to God. Live in love. So how do we respond to such incredible love? First, we need to receive it. For some of us, this might mean letting go of doubts, fears, or feelings of unworthiness. God's love is not something we earn. It's a gift we simply accept. If you've never accepted Jesus as your Saviour, there's no better time than today to do that. Second, we're called to live in the light of that love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, we read, "We love each other because he loved us first." Living loved means allowing God's love to shape our attitudes, words, and actions. It means showing forgiveness, kindness, and compassion, even when it's difficult. It also means sharing His love with those who haven't yet experienced it. And finally, living loved means trusting God in every circumstance. Life is not always easy, but we can rest in the assurance that God's love never fails. When we face challenges, we can hold on to the truth that He is with us and for us. Responding to God's love. This Advent, take time to reflect on the depth of God's love for you. How will you respond? Receive His love. If you've never placed your trust in Jesus, today is the perfect time. Open your heart to Him and experience the joy of a restored relationship with God. Reflect His love. Think about someone in your life who needs to experience God's love. How can you show it to them this week? Whether it's through a kind word, a thoughtful act, or simply being present, let God's love flow through you. Celebrate His love. Take moments each day to thank God for the incredible gift of Jesus. Let this season be filled with gratitude and worship as you reflect on His unending love. The fulfillment of the promise. As we conclude our Advent journey, let's reflect on the incredible promises of God. Hope, peace, joy, and love, all fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. The promise of hope. Jesus, the light of the world, entered our darkness to show us that God's promises are sure and His plans are good. The promise of peace. In a chaotic world, we find true peace, not in the absence of conflict, but in the presence of the Prince of Peace. The promise of joy. Christ's arrival brings a joy that transforms us, a joy rooted in the faithfulness of our Saviour. The promise of love. God's love, revealed in Jesus, changes everything. Emmanuel, God with us, came to rescue us, redeem us, and invite us into an eternal relationship with Him. This Advent season has prepared us to celebrate the birth of Christ with renewed hearts, filled with the wonder of God's faithfulness. But the journey doesn't end here. Advent points us forward to the day when Jesus will return as King to make all things new. Let's live in the light of these promises, carrying the good news of Jesus into a world longing for hope, peace, joy, and love. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for the gifts of hope, peace, joy, and love that you give us through Jesus. As we celebrate His birth, may our lives reflect His light and goodness. Empower us by your Spirit to be messengers of your promises, bringing hope to the hopeless, peace to the restless, joy to the sorrowful, and love to the lonely. Until the day Christ returns, may we live faithfully proclaiming the glory of your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. May you experience the love, joy, peace, and hope that comes at this Christmas time. May you and yours have a truly blessed Christmas. And may God go before you into the coming year. Guide your steps, lead your ways, and may you place your trust in Him to be faithful in all circumstances and all situations. God is with us. Emmanuel, God is with us. May you know that blessing, and may you be a blessing to those around you. God bless.